I want to be a ranger in the worst way. Not that I wanted to jump out of planes, but I want to be a ranger. I thought that was the coolest thing. I said, God, I tried. They had a field course on the base, and they had like a French door with the open door up on the top, and I went flipping over that, and bam, on the back of my back, I went through there. I lost my eyes. Jesus, it was a little bit higher than I thought it was. Then I tried these ropes that you're hanging by a rope. You don't try to go, there's a ditch underneath there. Struggling. But I was determined, boy, I was going to make it if it killed me. But I never was sorry. I anything outdoors, that was me. I used to trail my father everywhere. And the experience that I had better made me a better mother, a better wife, and a better person. So I'd give anything for that. And tell my Lee's when basic, especially the fourth platoon, because I was a terrier then. Everything was all alphabetical order. You know, first, second, third, fourth platoon, that was us. About 55 women in a barracks. I'd give anything to go back and tell those leaders, boys, was you ever right? Because everything they shared with me was to keep me safe. And I was like a sponge. What's that mean and how do you do it? This was me at 18, you know. The nuns never told me a lot of this stuff that I knew, that I never even heard of. Didn't know what it was, let alone know how to spell it, you know. So we'd be taking notes, and the captain used to tell us a little colored, off-colored joke, pretty tame. My face would get ready to be bashful, oh my God. And the man says, hey, Del, what did I said, go soak your head, you. go soak your head, you. Oh my God, tease me with it. Oh my God. He said, you got that? That's whatever it is, because I didn't know what the heck he was talking about. Did you have this social disease? I didn't know what that was. The nuns never told me about these. Said, oh my God, go soak your head, you. So, you know, you learn. It was a growing up town. That's what it was.
Maya, have you asked any questions?
Yeah.
You did? Anybody else questions? I haven't been able to listen in, so I'm wondering.
Oh, yeah.
Are you going to questions? Five. You did? Whoa. Good for you.
Well, the thing is...
You got five questions in there?
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Any more? Hit the
do you have any left that you didn't get a chance to ask yet?
Well, I mean, I'm doing the part where she saw her friend coming with a wheelchair.
Yeah.
Speak up, cut off.
Yeah.
Oh, I want to tell you about segregation.
Oh, good
I never saw this before.
Wait, what?
Hey, segregation. That was a word to me. It didn't mean anything. In Bengal, we
got... ask her. Mom, he wants to know what that is. You're talking about like they know what you're talking about.
Black and white people.
Oh.
Bengal had probably 12 black people families. And we, after the football game on Saturdays, we'd go to the Y from 7 to 9. I had to be home at 9:15. Never mind, I'll see you at 5:30 tomorrow, Dad. No such thing ever happened. So Bobby Nelson was a kid that went to Bengal High School, and I went to John Bass. He was at the Y. Come on, Bobby, let's dance. He was one of 50. He wasn't my date. He wasn't my boyfriend. He was just one of the crowd. Come on, let's dance. We danced with them all. And that's how it was. Everybody, friends was everything. That was my thing.
So talk about the South.
You know, we get to Texas. It was hot. Oh, my God. Texas was 100 degrees for a month at a time. 19, never been in a bar in my life. Off the base, we used to call this little place Snake Hill. We had the corner drugstore where I learned about segregation. Little dry cleaners place, flower shop. Here's this little neighborhood bar.
Softball
team? Neighborhood bar.
Bar.
A bar.
Okay.
So we drink beer. Okay.
I
want to
make sure everybody's
right. Yeah. So we all, softball team are trooping in there, and the bartender knocks on the bar, he calls me over, and he says, is she colored? I said, gee, she's as black as a stove. How black are you going to be before you're black? I didn't know what he was. He said, I'm sorry, miss. I can't wait on her. I was so insulted and I was embarrassed because she was my friend. Sure, she was black, but I didn't think of her that way. She was my friend first. And so I said, I guess we don't want to eat here. We'll go to the drugstore, thinking we'll go to the drugstore. So we left that guy, went to the corner drugstore. And when the clerk in the drugstore saw the little black girl, she said, out. I said, crime, it's the same thing. Then I was really ticked off. Back across the street, we went and walked to the service club. That night, in my barracks, she was in my barracks. Out of 250 women, we had one black girl. She was in my barracks. I'm up on the top bunk, and she's on the bottom bunk, right directly across from me. And I'm thinking up there, gee, but she should have told us if we went that they wouldn't wait on us. It was state law. That's why the country was segregated. Anything below the state of Ohio, down south, half the town was colored, black, half the town was white, and you didn't mix. I never saw that before, and I didn't think of her that way. She was my friend first. I didn't get to use Indian, Scotch, Irish, Japanese, whatever. She was my friend. And you'll all be my friend until you show me you're not my friend. Hang it up. It's over. You know? But this, it was a lesson. And I, because my family never talked about feelings, I was feeling so bad about that, I didn't know how to ask her. She would have gladly told me. She was a Texan, and she lived with segregation all of her life.
What year was that, Mom?
1950.
And the civil rights movement didn't happen until
later.
The 60s.
Yeah, yeah.
So but this was, you know,
she would have gladly told me this is what it is. But she knew that I didn't understand what segregation was. Was she teaching me a lesson? You bet. And I'd give anything to go back today and say, Nina, were you ever teaching me a lesson? And I just didn't know how to get it out of me, what I was feeling. I was
so
feeling
you mean
good.
That she knew that she wouldn't be served at
oh,
that
she,
lunch
she's colored.
Counter?
She was black. She knew. Because she lived with segregation her whole life.
But she didn't say anything because she wanted you to see what that was like.
Well, yeah. Okay. Well, we all went down. I wasn't going to go down there without her coming. She was one of the crowd. The softball team, we all went down together.
Do you think she's still alive now?
I don't know. I'm 83. She may be alive. I think she might be alive. But she was older than me. I was 19. She might have been 25, so she may be a little bit older than me, you know. But
I'm just curious, have you at this table heard people called colored people before?
Yeah.
Have you heard that?
We read
you've
The Adventures of Tom Sawyer.
You read Tom Sawyer, yeah. Okay, and so you've heard, and you've also heard people called black before, and you've also heard called African American. So for you, just curious, I'm just asking, I'm just throwing it out there. Of the three different ways, African American, black, and colored, which ones do you think are okay, and which ones do you think are not okay, or are they all okay, or are they none of them okay? Do you understand my question? What do you think?
Yeah. I think they're all okay because it doesn't matter what color you are. I honestly don't judge a person by their color. So.
Right. But when you are using a word.
Mm-hmm.
Like
no, I think I would say
no. Okay. I think it sounds like. Oh wait. I didn't understand the question.
Right. That's why I wasn't
I'm confused.
Sure it was clear.
Also, like, what would you call someone? Yeah. I wouldn't call them anything. Honestly, I'm so confused.
If you had to call them something,
well,
like, what's the least offensive?
Yeah. Right. That's
say
the question.
Way,
yeah, African American.
Okay. In a way, it would seem on the perfect person's preference of what you would want to refer to them as.
And the thing is, though, if you see someone at the mall, you don't know who they are, you don't know what their preference is, and so if somebody came by and wanted and was asking, have you seen, and you said, well, what does the person look like, and they described the person, would you think that they would say, this is a colored person, it's a black person?
They would say black because that's more of like a common word.
See, that's